I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Cuckboy, written and recorded by Molly Moore. Sit there in the corner. No, not like that. Pull the chair out into the room and turn on that lamp. I want to be able to see you, to see your face properly. Good. Yes. Now sit there, Cuckboy. I lean forward and run my hand up your thigh and across the front of your trousers as I gaze into your eyes. What's this? I tease as I cup your dick in my hand. You seem to be hard already, and he hasn't even touched me yet. You know you're not going to be allowed to touch it, don't you? You nod in response. I pause, hand still cupping you, eyebrow raised questioningly. But you fail to catch on, and so I squeeze as I repeat myself. You know you're not going to be allowed to touch it, don't you? And this time you reply properly. A yes, miss, hissed through clenched teeth. God, I want to consume you. Not that I say that. Not yet. Maybe later, when you have endured for me. But right now, I am keeping my guest waiting. He is behind me, removing his jacket and hanging it on the back of the chair. Turning up his sleeve slightly as I step towards him, he snakes his arms around my waist and leans in to kiss me. Reaching up, he gathers a handful of my hair in his fist and tugs my head back, exposing my neck to him. He trails his mouth down across my chin and to the soft, tender skin on my neck. At first, a gentle kiss that turns into a sucking bite. Now I am the one hissing through clenched teeth, and I can hear you shift in your seat behind me. Yes, he is hurting me, I tell you, and it feels so good. He uses my hair to lead me across the room and positions me at the side of the bed so I am facing you, just as I requested. He reaches round and slowly unbuttons my shirt, revealing the black lace bra I am wearing underneath. And then he is easing down my skirt, allowing me to step out of it. Underneath, I am wearing the black lace knickers to match. The black lace knickers you bought me. Your eyes are glued to the scene in front of you, flitting from my face to his and down my body, and I can see your cock now clearly outlined through your trousers, hard and, I am sure, throbbing. I smile at the thought of teasing you later, of making you ache and beg with the need for my touch, my desperate little cuck boy. He leans his body up against mine, and I can feel his erection pressing into the rise of my arse. He reaches between us and tugs the gusset of my knickers to one side, and then he is pressing first one and then two fingers into my cunt, his other arm wrapped around my waist, holding me there as he slowly circles his fingers around inside me. Fuck, that feels good, I mumble, and from across the room comes a little groan. Yes, that's right, my little cuck boy. His fingers feel so good in me. Thick and hard and... I pause as he curls his fingers inside me, and then I am leaning forward, hands on the bed, pressing back into his touch. Oh, I think he's gonna make me come, I taunt. But before that can happen, he removes his fingers from me and leans round and feeds me my own juices. I lick them greedily from his fingers, all the time watching you and enjoying the look on your face. That burning jealousy that it's not my fingers you are licking, or maybe even his. Do you want to lick my juices off his fingers? I ask all of a sudden, and your eyes widen at the thought. I laugh at your response. Oh, don't panic, cuckboy. I won't make you do it. Well, not this time anyway. But you know what is going to happen now, don't you? You're going to sit there like a very good cuckboy and watch as he fucks me, hard and brutally, using my tender flesh to make his cock feel good. And then he's going to fill me full of his hot, sticky cum, and you are going to watch every last minute of it. Right? Behind me, I can hear him fumbling with his trousers, and then the head of his dick is pressing up against me. Right? I ask again, and this time you nod. Say it, I demand, as his cock pushes into me. Yes, miss, you finally utter. Good. I moan as he starts to fuck me, grabbing my waist and driving his cock into me over and over. So good, I croon, and the look on your face makes my cunt clench at the thought of how fucking hard you are right now, and how much I'm going to enjoy you licking me clean later, and hearing your desperate little cries as you beg to let me fuck you once he has gone. Even though it is his cock buried deep inside my cunt right now, it is the thought of yours straining against the fabric of your trousers and the hot ache of your balls that makes me groan. It's not him that makes me come, but the thought of you, my desperate little cuck boy, and how much I am going to enjoy you after he is gone, that finally pushes me over the edge. Of course you don't know that now, but I might tell you later. Or I might not. If you enjoyed this, find more of my work at mollysdailykiss.com and hear more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.